Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, music of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance. Tonight, our main feature is A Handful of Pleasant Delights. That's the title of the CD, and that's exactly what you're going to hear, too. Circa 1500, Nancy Haddon will be conducting these English broadsides from the late Tudor period. And ancient airs and dances, not the Respighi orchestral arrangements, but the original works. Somebody went out and did some real legwork on this and found out what those pieces were and arranged them for this production, for this CD, in the order that Respighi did. So we will hear the Suite Number 2, or what would become the Suite Number 2, with Paul Odet and Rogers Covey Crump a little later on. We begin with A Handful of Pleasant Delights. Popular music of Renaissance England was performed by ballad mongers, minstrels, dance bands and waits during the time of Henry VIII, when minstrels were welcome to court to provide entertainment. But by the end of the 16th century, minstrelsy, that's a tough word to say, minstrelsy, had been denounced by Elizabeth I, and itinerant musicians were punished as vagabonds. This did not seem to affect the popularity of their music, however, nor deter the dissemination of their ballads. Quantities of ballad texts were printed and sold as broadside sheets, anonymous single poems, with the rubric to be sung to the tune of a current popular melody. The music itself was not printed. Presumably the tunes were well enough known to 16th century purchasers, and you could pick anyone you want to set the poem or the piece of the lyrics to. It wasn't the music wasn't so much the big thing as the words in those time, at that time. Further poems and tune titles were collected together and printed in little books with fanciful titles. The earliest was Total Songs and Sonnets of 1557, which preserves poems of high quality by the likes of Sir Thomas Wyatt and Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey. Later collections, such as A Handful of Pleasant Delights, which you're going to hear from tonight. Now, that was collected over a series of years. I kept adding to it from 1566 to 84. The collection grew. And also another collection would have been A Banquet of Dainty Conceits of 1588, Year of the Armada. And these all preserve anonymous poems of, well, these poems are a little bit of baser quality, let's say, but entertaining and witty, though some of them are. There's a good mix here, too, these poems and this music of sacred and secular, bawdy, narrative, amorous texts. So let's hear. Most of these, incidentally, are anonymous. There are some names. Richard Allison is listed here as well. There will be the ninth piece that you'll hear is set, a poem by Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, who I mentioned a moment ago. And then you'll also recognize Greensleeves, too, which, of course, is a traditional. So most of these, as I say, are traditional or anonymous. Circa 1500 is led by Nancy Haddon. Here is A Handful of Pleasant Delights. Thank you.
Jealousy, love, for love, lustily do me restore. Thank you. petticoats of the best, the cloths as fine as fine might be. I gave thee jewels for thy chest, and all this cost I spent on thee. Green sleeve was all my joy, green sleeve was my delight. Green sleeve was my heart of gold, and who but Lady Green Sleeve? My men were clothed all in green, and they did ever wait on me. All this was gallant to be seen, and yet thou wouldst not love me. Green sleeve was all my joy, green sleeve was my delight. Green sleeve was my heart of gold, and who but Lady Green Sleeve? Cheer thy stomach from all woes, and yet thou wouldst not love me. Green sleeve was all my joy, green sleeve was my delight. Green sleeve was my heart of gold, and who but Lady Green Sleeve? Thou couldst desire no earthly thing, but still thou hadst it readily. Thy music still to play and sing, and yet thou wouldst not love me. Green sleeve was all my joy, green sleeve was my delight. Green sleeve was my heart of gold, and who but Lady Green Sleeve? And who did pay for all this gear that thou didst spend when pleased me? Even I that am rejected here, and thou didst date to love me.
Handful of pleasant delights, and indeed they were. Circa 1,500 of the group performing those Elizabethan ballads and dances on an ASV label, most of those anonymous or traditional. We heard In a Garden So Green, The Frog Galliard, based of course upon Dowland's Frog Galliard, All in a Garden Green, A Toy, that one is by Sir John Pavlett, Green Grows the Rashes, A Dance, What Mighty Motion, based on a poem by Alexander Montgomery, Paddy Measures, improvisation, The Lady Greensleeves, and of course a traditional, Fortune My Foe, then Like as the Lark, which was a poem by Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, to an anonymous tune, Crimson Velvet, and Our Father Who Art in Heaven, and we concluded with Turkey Looney. And that was, that wonderful voice was Mari Lawson, soprano. And Nancy Haddon is the director of Circa 1500 English Dances and Ballads from a CD called A Handful of Pleasant Delights. There's about half of that left, and we'll be going back to it from time to time over the weeks ahead. You're listening to Distant Mirror. Well, Ottorino Respighi had a great love for Italian music of the late Renaissance and also the Baroque period. He was involved in editing and transcribing the music of Monteverdi, Vitali, Marcello. And then in 1917, he put together three suites which consisted of arrangements of 16th and 17th century Italian and French lute Baroque guitar music. And those are what we're going to hear tonight, the actual pieces that Respighi drew upon. I don't know who put together this project. Maybe it was Paul Odette and Rogers Covey Crump and Friends. But in any case, they are the performers, and they have gone back. Somebody has gone back and found out what those pieces were. Of course, I'm sure that Respighi left a lot of notes. And they constructed them again, put them together in actually three suites, the same pieces as they were later arranged in. So I guess for the ease of the listener to know where they are at any time, it's a better juxtaposition that way, I guess. And this recording presents the original lute versions of the works Rispighi arranged in essentially that same order in which they appear in his suites. And there's music here of Fabrizio Caroso and Jean-Baptiste Bessat and others. I'll give you the credits on the other side. Paul Odet is featured on many instruments, but not all at the same time. 8-course lute, 10-course lute, arch lute, baroque guitar. The tenor is Rogers Covey Crumb. John Holloway is on violin. Nigel North, bass lute, and Christel Tielemann, bass viol. Here's that second suite of Ancient Airs and Dances.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there's music for you by, well, lots of people, in fact. Fabrizio Carozzo, Jean-Baptiste Bessat, Antoine Bousset, and Bernardo Giancelli. Now, these are 15th and 16th century, no, actually, I'm sorry, 16th and 17th century composers, and what they all have in common is that they were all drawn upon by Ottorino Respighi, centuries later in 20th century, early 20th century, 1917 to be exact, when he wrote his three suites, and those were the pieces he used. We heard the pieces that would have been, and did indeed become, suite number two of Respighi's. They were kind of put together for your listening convenience. Paul Odette, lute, Rogers Covey Crump, tenor, John Holloway, violin, Nigel North, bass lute, Christelle Tielemann, bass viol. Ancient Airs and Dances, as they were originally heard. Hope you enjoyed that. And that does it for Distant Mirror for today. Hope you've enjoyed the program. Want to remind you that Distant Mirror and programs like Distant Mirror are made possible in part by our listener members. Until next week at the same time, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et vita.